pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'll do a roll call. Lowell Feldman. William Chellis.
Here.
Michelle Huck is here. Albie Bachman.
Here.
Nadia Raj.
Present.
Joshua Kotosik. Let me just turn on the mics. Hold on. I don't think they're on. Yours is green?
Mine's green.
Is everybody's on? Okay. Sorry.
Didn't we accept the September 30th already?
No. We had that meeting, remember, a couple days right after that. We had a meeting Thursday and then we met Monday.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Sorry, Lil.
So moved.
Which ones are we doing? Both together or just one?
You want to move them in a block?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that the motion, Albie?
It is now.
I will.
Second.
My second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so at the last meeting, it was requested that we amend our mission statement to include H, a commitment to prioritize Sullivan County residents, which was also added into the RFP. So this is a resolution to amend the 2020 mission statement.
I believe I also requested that we, at some point we had a conversation that we amend the resolution from August 13 that the legislature made to remove out the word purchaser or sale.
We can't do that, though.
I understand that, okay. But we can have some kind of communication going to the legislative body to request that we clean up this resolution, because it's shoddy, shoddy. And as a matter of fact, in one of the RFPs, I believe, the response was right of first refusal. So what does that mean to me? So anyway, I think that we need to somehow clean it up so that we don't have the word purchaser in it or sale.
Okay.
That's my request. And if somebody doesn't want to do it, I'd like to know why. I can't hear you, Lowell. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm...
Any other members of the LDC have any comments?
I can't see why we want the legislators to clean it up.
Our job is not really a question to the legislators, but to do the business at hand that they requested the LDC do, which is to...
I understand that, Lowell. Your job is not to do...
I let you finish.
Go ahead.
I'm repeating you so you can hear it again. I think it's the job of the legislative body. If you're a legislator, you want to bring up that body and revisit and clarify it. But the role of the LDC is to carry out the duty of releasing the article that we did and bringing it to the point where we suggest to the legislators potential applicants that they can decide. So
no.
As a legislator, I think there will be more your role to revisit the resolution at the legislative meeting rather than the LDC telling the legislators what to do.
Now, I feel like a ping pong ball, okay? Because when I brought this up to them, they said, oh, bring it up at the LDC. I'm bringing it up at the LDC. Oh, bring it up with the legislature. Which one is it? And I'm not blaming you. I'm saying that the resolution we passed on August 13 is not clear. They need to have direction from us. We know, I hope, what we're going to do, but just ask them in some sort of a memo if we all agree to clean up the resolution, period. And
to clarify, but my understanding is that
it's in the resolution.
Indicated that it would be to manage lease and or sale.
And or sale.
Yeah.
No. The RFP states it is management only.
Management only.
The RFP went out as management only.
Right.
So...
But the resolution...
The resolution that was presented by the legislature says lease or sale, but it was given to the LDC to lease, which is what, how the RFP went out.
And all I'm asking is for the legislative body to revisit this resolution. If that's what we're truly doing, is to lease, have them clean it up. But they need to have direction. That's all I'm asking. We cannot change this resolution. That is not in our authority. But it is in their authority, as long as they have direction from us which way to go. And that's all I'm asking, to clean it up. Second point I want to bring up is the CHA. That was included at the last minute without any public hearing. I had a discussion with the Department of Health today, and I'm not sure if the rest of the members here at the LDC received the senator's letter, but the senator's letter clearly said that the way we did this was not legal, and the procedure was faulty because we did not have a public hearing on it. I spoke to the DOH. I'm hoping they come back with a written comment. So instead of pushing forth like that train wreck, why don't we slow down the process until we get some determination, especially on the CHA? And I've heard you, Mr. McGuire. I know what you're going to say. I've heard that same old spiel over and over. And the person I spoke to was Mr. Pankos, in case you want to know. So basically, I'm asking for the legislators to look at the resolution, remove the word sale, and rethink the CHA. We've already done the updating of the mission, which was great, and that's pretty much all I have to say. Sorry.
I think you can request the
legislators. As long as they have direction from us.
I can reflect. Or I can reflect Nadia's comments in the minute and forward them all the minutes of the meeting.
As long as we have consensus here. You know, it's not just my will or wish. It's got to be consensus from us.
Nope, I'm fine.
I believe the order
I'll second that. All in favor of the amendment to the mission statement?
Aye.
Aye.
So they will be present at our next meeting?
Either live or by video conference.
And the purpose?
To confer with council.
To confirm that they will retain this council to guide this LDC and deal with the future contract.
Moving forward, they will be present when we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Just to clarify, we said retaining and retaining. So I'm somewhat confused whether we're retaining
But I think this board needs to officially retain Harris Beach.
The board needs to officially retain, but yes, we haven't signed anything, those checks have gone out. And so it does, but we have been suggesting one. I don't believe the LDC needs to put in an RFP to seek other counsel. And I will say, any other councils in this industry represent numerous clients in this area.
I don't think anybody is questioning the strength of their Christian feature. It's just a question of whether we have already retained them. My question is really a preparing the ground for the follow-up on Nadia's question about what to do about the senator's letter to us. It seems to me that the senator's letter should be referred to our council so that we can have. I'm more confused by the senator's letter than I am.
Would you like me to read it? Do you have a copy of it?
No, we all.
Oh, you got it? Okay, great. Thank you.
And I don't necessarily know that it answers this question that she raised, but maybe it does. Again, I'm not an expert, but I suspect they are, so I suspect.
In that case, we can retain counsel prior to the next meeting.
Yeah, and just as a side note, this was addressed to the. It was addressed to the legislature, and it was also spoken about by the legislative council at the public meeting.
So maybe we don't need to worry about that already being dealt with.
Am I wrong, county attorney? It was addressed by you already, wasn't it?
I spoke about it at our last meeting last week.
Yeah, and I believe the county attorney addressed everybody's concerns with what was written in the letter versus conversations had with Department of Health.
That's correct.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for a determination and some written comment from the DOH.
So the legislature is satisfied that Senator Metzger is incorrect about the legal question?
I can't say what the legislature is or is not satisfied with, but I can tell you that the opinion of the county attorney's office, after consultation both with Harris Beach and with general counsel for the Department of Health, is that Senator Metzger is correct but premature. Anybody who comes in to ultimately operate the home health care operation will have to apply for and be given credentials before they can do that. Since we have not done anything to this point, there's nothing to physically transfer. It's an inanimate object, if you will, as opposed to real property. It may wind up being transferred, it may not. That will be a recommendation from this group. Perhaps the person or group that comes in has a tremendous amount of experience with that kind of an operation, and they may be interested in that, and this group may make that recommendation, or this group may not make that recommendation, in which case, by a supermajority of the legislature, they can hold on to that. So you can't apply for a license for a fictitious person, and I apologize to the members who have heard this before and maybe don't want to hear it again. But you can't have every single person that applies get credentialed when they're not tied to anything. So as of this date, zero has changed with respect to the CHOP. The county owns it, the county operates it, the county's intention is to continue to operate it. The county is looking for a management company or management individual. Once that is identified, that person will have to be properly credentialed. So the Department of Health is in lockstep with our position. But you can't credential someone that you don't know who they are yet.
What you're saying makes absolute sense to me. What the senator's letter suggests, and here's the ambiguity, I guess, with the legislature and us, because there are times when I read, reading through right now our corporation mission statement, I agree 100% with what you just said. There are times reading through some of what has us, what's happening is these things are going to be transferred to the LDC, and the LDC then will transfer them again. So I guess her letter was suggesting that we as the LDC would need to be approved, but we're not controlling them. We haven't taken control. It's been transferred to us, and it's not going to be transferred to us as a matter of fact.
One of the issues with Senator Metzger's letters is that it relies on certain assumptions which are not accurate assumptions. You touched on the biggest one. There has been nothing actually transferred. There's nothing to transfer. Indeed, the real property of the ACC has not yet been physically transferred until we have insurance and whatnot in place. And none of that had to happen pre an award to somebody. So since there's nothing has been transferred, nothing has changed, then you can't say that we did something unlawfully because nothing has actually been done. When we get to the point, if you get to a point where something is actually done, all of the steps, which I suspect the Department of Health will outline, which they outlined for me when I spoke to General Counsel, those I's will have to be dotted and those T's will have to be crossed prior to any ultimate transfer. Frankly, it's no different than if Mobimedic were to sell their operation. They wouldn't have to get people licensed to do so before they knew who they were selling to. But before they took over operation, those entity would have to be properly licensed. Correct, Al?
I think my biggest question was, shouldn't there have been a public hearing before this was even contemplated? And input from public health and the people involved with CHA, especially their advisory board. None of that has happened. So procedurally, I believe that's what the DOH may be looking at.
The council is going to come here, and we're going to have a conversation with them, and then we can make a motion to retain at that point.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to be clear. The likelihood is that council will appear electronically at that meeting, probably by video or phone. And we had hoped to get that done for today, but had too many commitments, they just couldn't move around for this meeting at this time.
Okay, I would like to mention one thing regarding the CHA, at least on one occasion, and requested that, because going forward, we know there will be questions regarding the CHA and its finances and the number of visits, so I'd like the LDC to formally request, from the CHA. Financial records and bankruptcy service, number of visits, more stuff. They know what's expected to be broken down by the type of visits, especially in the long-term care sector. I know the CHA may be servicing youth, which not long-term care related, but the financial and visitation data, the records and hospital boards are going to be necessary for the applicants to look at.
There was a formal request by me, and the staff is working on that currently.
All right. Again, the question we have to go into the second session. So at this point, I'd like to deal with number five. Don't call for vote on my opinion. I'm in attendance. I'm in public health meetings. We request. legislative decisions, the commission's decision from this body, the members of this body, whether we should live stream or not, and any research I've done, any other LDC in this county, and we drop it live stream. We do a video recording, so I don't know if anybody's missing seeing our faces on the mask. And I'm not sure actually what the expense of the county would be for additional live streaming, or maybe live streaming licenses are an issue too. So, if you want to have a discussion on live streaming, anybody else would input into it, I can request to us.
So.
Excuse me, do you want to put it in the form of a motion? Do you want to make a motion for live streaming?
I thought there's a motion to take a vote.
Well, you need a motion.
Is there a motion to live?
I make a motion that we live stream. I think it's important for residents in this county to see what's going on, not only to hear it. We live stream everything else that we do, so why wouldn't we follow suit in all of our other meetings?
Could you clarify everything else?
All of our legislative meetings, all of our committee meetings, they're all live streamed. Everything that we do in this room, we're all set up for it. I'm sorry?
Question, any other LDCs owned by the county?
I'm not sure what any LDC does. I'm not on any other, but why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we want a live stream? What are we hiding?
Need a second before you continue with the discussion. Move the board, Robert.
I make a motion that we continue live streaming. This room is set up for it. We do it on all our committee meetings. I'm not sure if anybody just doesn't want to be seen. I don't know. I don't care. So.
Well, I'll second it for the purpose of discussion, and because I'm pretty sure I look good on the video. Okay.
Any discussion?
So what would be the position against it? I mean, I'm neither committed one way or the other on it. Why don't we live stream this business?
So I can speak as one of the people that actually run the live streaming during legislative committee meetings. That is a legislative software that was purchased for legislative meetings, and the legislative meetings are the only things that are live streamed. This is not a legislative meeting. So any other LDC or any other side committee that anybody else in the county has, nothing else is live streamed. And talking with our ITS department, the chief security officer, I don't know that we should be intermingling legislative functions with any other function, since the software is meant for the legislative meetings only.
So it's primarily an issue with IT and software?
It's an issue with...
Is it very cumbersome to set up?
Well, you would have to have an employee come here and do it, because I can't do all of this and do that. So you would have to pay an employee to come here and stay and have overtime to stay through the meetings. That's one. Two is the software is meant for legislative purposes only. It's not just a live streaming software. It creates agendas. It creates minutes. There's a much more to the software than
just
a live streaming
video.
Mm-hmm. It's not like an iPad video streaming. So it's much more cumbersome than just, hey, just click a button and live stream. So talking from that perspective, I would not vouch for, plus the fact that we're posting audio on the website so anyone can hear it, and the minutes are on there. So if somebody wants to hear the entire meeting, the audio is posted online. And going forward, we can post it tomorrow. We'll post it the day after the meetings take place.
So in the interest of it being cumbersome and paying overtime for staff, unless we had the meetings earlier, but it is a dedicated software to legislators?
Legislative only. And the only reason why the first meeting was live streamed is because that was really a legislative meeting to set up the LDC. That's the only reason why that was originally live streamed, that first meeting.
Thank you for that clarification.
You're welcome.
In another sense, maybe it's superfluous to have to live stream because it is being live streamed. In essence, we're not preventing anyone from live streaming at the episode. Live streaming, right? So it is. We're not preventing
it from going out either, so. So do we vote that motion down, or do I move?
I think you just take a call for anyone
Someone's
in favor
got to call
of live
the question.
Streaming.
If, but, Mr. Chairman, it would be up to you to cut off discussion once each member of the body has had a fair and full opportunity to be heard. that they wish to be.
With that clarification, I'm ready to move.
Okay, then let's call for a vote.
Okay, so.
Continuing the meeting, so I'm going to have a question answered. Anybody in favor of live streaming rather than the present status?
In light of that.
So the motion before this body is to live stream the meetings, the LDC meetings, from this point forward.
So anyone in favor of live streaming the meetings?
In light of that response, I would have to say no.
Okay, all, anyone against?
No.
No.
So that motion fails?
Correct. And thanks again for that clarification.
You're welcome.
At this point, then, since the questions from the potential applicants have gone to executive session, we will go now to public comment.
If you come up for public comment, just please state your name for the record.
Kenneth Walter. The IDA live stream does live streaming. They use their own method of doing it, and I think it's county one. I was watched a part of the open meetings from the state of New York. They were talking about future legislation, so do not be surprised if everybody's going to have to live stream no matter what meeting it is. So it really behooves you to figure out a way to put it out there, because definitely once it's live streamed, it's up on the website, and everybody can watch it. I don't know what you're going to executive session for. If there's questions that are asked by applicants, they should be open, they should be told in public, so everybody hears them, because all the people interested are entitled to the same information. There's nothing that I believe that needs to be an executive session. If there's something about facts and figures, we all should know about that, because there's never been any discussion in public session. So going to an executive session, I do not find you have a right to. By the way, you don't have to go into executive session. It's a permissive move that you can make. You can discuss everything you want in public, except what is prevented, what is prohibited by statute, by HIPAA, a few other things that may fall under. So there's no reason to go into executive session. Like I said, everybody's supposed to have the same information. We can talk about anything on contracts or RFPs. If we're going to executive session, I don't know if everybody's going to have the same information. The only way you're going to look honest and above board is you do it in public. There's nothing to hide. And you decide to go executive session, it comes out to hide. Because it's really interesting that when we had a executive committee meeting last week, and something came up concerning CHA or whatever, one of those things, and Mr. McGuire said, well, we discussed that. And it wasn't anything for executive session to discuss, but he's discussed it. Must have been executive session. So you don't really stick to the rules of executive session. You have to be specific. Stick to those topics and don't wander off those topics. That's it. That's how executive session works. So going into executive session is totally inappropriate, because these are questions that are asked by applicants. All applicants need to hear the same answer. Thank you.
Thank you, first of all, for
explained, the state, and I'll quote, the corporation will be limited to acquiring, financing, and disposing / leasing of the land and facilities transferred to the corporation, close quote. And it's a fact that Sullivan County Resolution 28920 limits the sale price of the care center, quote, all for an amount not to exceed the sum of $15 million, sale price. And it's a fact that during the LDC board meeting on September 24th, the county attorney was prompted to address confusion over whether the focus for the LDC should be on either selling the adult care center or leasing it. And it is a fact that during the Sullivan County Health and Family Services Committee meeting on October 8th, and in response to Madam Chair's request to retain a consultant to formulate a plan to address the fiscal conditions of the care center as an alternative to its lease for sale, that multiple Sullivan County legislators indicated that the proper channel for her to take up that request already exists within this body, the LDC itself, on whose board she obviously also sits. So you can just go back to that Health and Family Services Committee meeting and listen for yourself that there are members on the legislature saying that that authority resides with this board in spite of whatever the written language may be in 289 and 321. So which is it? Is it transfer of control of the LDC via lease or sale? Or is it internal reorganization under guidance from a consultant? To be clear, you didn't ask for this ambiguity. It's been dumped on you. But there is a record, a written one and another audio and video recorded one, where county legislators, including Vice Chair Brooks, clearly indicated that pursuit of a consultant lies within the scope of the LDC authority. And to be sure that I wasn't misunderstanding them on this point, I wrote to them weeks ago for clarification, should any be needed, and received none. There's one other point that I hope I can be clear about, because it gets a little confusing. There's a lot of confusion over what is really happening, and I want to believe that we're really dealing with honest brokers on the legislature and on this body. I have no doubt that that's the case here. But frankly, I am getting more doubtful that that may be the case on the legislature. And I don't say that lightly. You can accuse me of many things, but making unsupported assertions is not one of them, okay? I'm not gonna dig into all of that here. But at the, on the point of what was discussed several minutes ago about Senator Metzger's letter and what is the letter of the law and what we believe to be settled or unsettled at this point, I thought I heard counsel for the county say that the care center was not yet transferred to this body. I thought that's what I heard. If I misunderstood, please correct me. The problem I'm having is, and again, you don't need to take my word for this, you can go back to the October 8th Health and Family Services meeting when Madam Chair made a request to her committee members to pursue a consultant. And there was back and forth dialogue among committee members, and at one point the county attorney opined, and again, if I'm, you know, misrepresenting anything, I would ask that you ask the county attorney for clarification. I understand it's not the attorney for this body, but I don't want to put words or misrepresent anything. But the county attorney essentially opined that it's important, and I'm paraphrasing, for legislators to understand that in order for the county to have the care center transferred back to it would require a supermajority vote, 6. And I don't understand how we're talking about a supermajority required to transfer the care center back to this body if in fact it has not been transferred yet, sir, respectfully. So again, don't take my word for it. Go back and watch and listen to that meeting
on the 8th of October. I think that just plays into the confusion factor here. And the muddled mission, in my opinion, that you seem to have to be operating under, I don't think it's fair to any of the folks on this body. But I'll make one final point with respect to what I just mentioned. When the conversation was occurring at Health and Family Services around the request that Madam Chair made, it seemed to me at best to be extraordinarily indirect for the council attorney to opine the way he did. And if what he really meant to say, and I don't know, but you have the authority to request this clarification, if what he really meant to say was, should you want to pursue a consultant, understand that the county would have to do that and it would require 6 votes. If that is the case, I think that needs to be flattened ASAP, and we need to understand very, very clearly without any ambiguity whatsoever what in fact we are dealing with, because the further this train goes down the track, the more difficult it's going to be to recover whatever misinformation we may have on this. Thank you.
My name is Bruce Ferguson, Calhoun Center. So I could touch on a couple of points that have already been raised. One being the issue of the resolution. You're all quite correct in saying the resolution clearly says sale. It says it repeatedly. But the resolution does not reflect some of the conversation that preceded that. I remember at one regular legislative meeting bringing up the question of the word sale being in there, and Joey Perrello said, I don't want to hear any more about sale, we're leasing. And there was a lot of concurrence from other legislators that that was the way forward now. I think you've been really dealt with a mess here, because I think you've been given a very sloppy presentation, and I think it's in your interest to go back to the legislature and do what Nadia suggests and say, look, guys, you wrote this resolution one way, but then you said something else. Clarify, tell us what you want. Because if you talk to them in the legislative meetings, they'll say, no, we don't want to sell it. And then you come here and you say, you're dealing with a resolution that has sale on the table. It needs to be clarified, it should be clarified, it'll make your job easier. Then the issue of Senator Metzger's letter, the point she raised about transfer is an interesting one, because we were told that the LDC was being set up as a totally independent body that's not just a front or a creature of the county legislature. It's an independent body and would act independently. And the whole rationale for having an LDC was they needed to have an independent body have ownership of the facilities in order to do the kind of negotiating that could result. And at that time, they were talking about sale. That was the whole point of an LDC, to have an independent body that is not the county, that had the flexibility to negotiate. I don't know whether that's true, whether it was true then or it's true now, but I do know that if this is truly an independent body that is getting ownership, and the state requires that you have permission to transfer a health facilities, change the ownership, then it's appropriate to go to the DOH and say, look, we set up an LDC, where we have insurance or whatever details to work out. We do intend to transfer ownership to the LDC. It will be independent of the county, and get the permission. And we haven't even asked for the permission as of the time of Jen's writing. She could find no record that that had been done. This is just of a piece with all the other sloppiness that has gone into this presentation. I'm glad you're getting your own lawyer. I think that's a step in the right direction. And I think your lawyer can clarify what the appropriate way of interfacing with the DOH is, because it seems now ignoring them does not seem to be the, is what's happening, and it doesn't make sense if you are in fact an independent body seeking ownership, even if albeit temporarily, you're seeking ownership. And the third thing I'd like to talk about is the consultancy. The financial, the auditor who presented his June 30th audit of the facility to the legislature in July recommended hiring a consultant. This has not been done yet. If you have the authority to do it, what possible downside is there in getting real information on why we're in the state we're in with this facility anyway? You hire a consultant, you're going to get lots of information. Maybe there are things that can be remediated at this level, or if nothing else, you can get information that will inform you as to what a potential lessor could hope to achieve with the facility, and that could affect the financial terms of any arrangement. So information, seems to me, is always good, and if there's information available from a consultant that's not in hand now, either at the legislative level or here, what is the harm of finding out what the situation is? Thank you.
My name is Lou Setron. I live near Roscoe in the town of Kelton. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm simply going to say that I concur with the analysis presented by Mr. Colavito regarding the ambiguity under which this LDC is operating. I further concur with the statements made by Mr. Ferguson about looking into finding a consultancy, and it is within your purview to do that. I would add, however, that the report presented by the audit firm to the legislature regarding the finances of the Adult Care Center, reference was made to an executive summary, which was sent to each of the legislators, which I have not had access to, and I'm sure that no one outside of the legislature has had access to see those recommendations in black and white. I think it is something that every member of this LDC should sign on to a request to obtain that executive summary to see what those recommendations may have been. With regard to this body being independent of the county legislature, I find it interesting that the website location for this LDC remains under the umbrella of the County of Sullivan. Stated several times that it is my belief that you should have your own dedicated website that is easier for members of the public to find, even if it is in the simple left-hand column on the county website rather than being buried. I have not visited the page for this LDC either today or yesterday, but I have yet to see an audio tab to review the audio of prior meetings. It may be there, I simply haven't been able to find it. With respect to the live streaming issue, this was a topic of discussion at last Thursday's executive and legislative committee meetings. And during the comments relative to live streaming of these meetings, Mr. Perillo and Mr. Dougherty both indicated that they had no objection. I'm sure there may be some modification that's available for the license agreement to the county's ITS department in order to give this body access to that live streaming capability. And to that end, if it is simply licensed to the legislature, again I ask, why is the LDC site within the wider county umbrella? You're using county bandwidth.
Hi, Kat Scott, Town of Delaware. Couple of things. One, I had reached out to Senator Metzger's office when this whole thing began. And I've been in communication with her office on and off. And I actually appreciate the letter. letter that she wrote, because I too was very confused about the status of the care center and who actually retained it until, well, frankly, this meeting. The language has been, when the LDC was created, the care center was to be transferred over to this body. So when she writes that letter, perhaps it was premature, but perhaps her premature nature of writing that letter is a result of the god-awful mess that has occurred since July 2nd. So I would not fault Senator Metzger. I actually appreciate the fact that she's advocating for me and my mother and other residents of Sullivan County, because until this moment, I seriously thought you guys had possession of the care center, because that's what we were told. During the Health and Family Services meeting, it was Legislator Brooks who did say that the LDC should consider hiring a consultant. And you guys are talking about other things, and oh no, that's legislators, and they're saying, oh no, that's the LDC. Well, who isn't? Because I'm a member of the public, and I gotta tell you something, this ping pong game ain't cool at all. And I'm gonna also agree with Mr. Colavito, this is not the message you're making, so I apologize to you guys. Because I think sometimes I bring a little wrath here for you too, and I'm sorry guys, but you're in charge of a very important task of some very vulnerable people. And one of them's my mom. So if I want answers, and I come here a little hot, it's because this thing has been a steaming pile since day one. If you look at those resolutions, which I'm sure you have, I hope you have, you're gonna see there is a lot of ambiguity. And you know, Mr. Colavito, that's a very kind word, because I would use another word. I characterized this on August 13th as a smashing grab. And here on October 29th, I'm going to reflect that statement again. This was fast and dirty. And if you guys don't know, if you guys have some ambiguity, if you guys have some unsureness about this, then how do you think we feel? I am very disappointed that you don't want to live stream, and I will be looking into the explanation of it being legislative software, because ultimately the legislature is owned by the public. The voters, the residents, I'm one of them. And I'm sure the public wouldn't mind if the legislature lent some of its software to you while you are navigating this, a public good, a multi-million dollar public good that protects elderly people in the last stages of their life. I really don't think you're gonna get a storm of people rushing through here saying that that is an abuse of power. And I will be filming these meetings. And I will ask you from now on to speak clearly into your mics, because I'm having a hard time with audio. And I'm not gonna be shy from now on. If I'm gonna be your camera person, speak into your mics. And if I feel like people are having a hard time hearing you, I'm gonna pipe up. And I don't care if public comment is open or not. Because according to open meeting laws, I have every right to film this meeting. It's a public meeting. Because the public deserves to know what's happening here. Right now, we have 89 active cases of COVID. We're facing a global pandemic. Transparency should be our utmost goal. If people can't come here because of a global pandemic or because of scheduling and they have to rely on day after audio, I'm sorry. No, that's pathetic. Speak into your mics.
Kat, I don't typically answer during public comment, but at this point I am going to. I think we need to have discussion, Mr. Daugherty. I think we need to have discussion over.
You can just speak to me, Nadia, that's fine.
I will ask the legislative body when we have our next meeting to see if we can somehow live stream this. Mr. Daugherty is present, that's why I'm speaking to him as well. I don't mean to.
Well, if you need public support, I'm sure a few of my friends will be happy to write emails and make phone calls on behalf of.
I understand the cumbersomeness of the system, that it's a license dedicated to the legislative body, but maybe the other LDCs don't want to be live streamed. I don't know. I can't speak for them. But I think that if this body wanted to, we could bring it back again, and if we have permission from the legislators, we should be able to do
it. It's also possible that the other LTCs are not handling such controversial matters. So maybe those mundane meetings aren't as important to the public. Martha Scalpa. I worked for the county until July when I retired, and I was working at the Office for the Aging. The program that I coordinated was called Sullivan New York Connects, and what we did was give information about long-term services, long-term supports to county, and actually outside the county and outside the state, which someone had wanted information about what was going on here. But one of the things that we talked about with frequency was the Certified Home Health Agency, because it's a necessary program for lots of people. We would get calls from people who were in difficult situations, and the Certified Home Health Agency was a, or could be, a wonderful help to people, so we were telling them about it. So I'm here to say that I want the CHA, the Certified Home Health Agency, to remain a program administered by and provided by Sullivan County Public Health Services. The CHA, it's a lifeline for vulnerable county residents, people recovering from an illness, recovering from an injury, having a disability, including a new disability, becoming disabled. And this can happen to any of us overnight. A lot of the calls that we got at the Office for the Aging were from people who found themselves in a position where they needed help, and it was new to them. Also, the chronically ill needed help, and all eligible county residents were helped regardless of ability to pay. And this is because the public health nurses, they make home visits no matter where a person lives in Sullivan County. The public health nurses set up a care plan for skilled nursing, occupational therapy, physical therapy, social work, and home health aid. The nurses from public health care about their patients, and they're dedicated to their work. They want to help people maintain and improve their health. The nurses from public health services provide services that can help Sullivan County residents avoid going into nursing homes. And for many years, I've been in contact with the Certified Home Health Agency program, with the nurses, with the social worker, and with the clerical staff. In the New York Connects program, when we gave information to people about the Certified Home Health Agency, we would tell them what this program does, how you can refer to it, who's eligible. And then we were in touch with great frequency with the program, following through on people who might have called, or people that we know were in the program who might need additional help, or who were in the program and their case was closed because they got to a certain point and now they need help again. So we were following through on all of this. Another thing is that it's very important to seniors especially, but also people with disabilities, that the Certified Home Health Agency takes Medicare. That's a biggie. So the CHA is tried and true. It's run efficiently by Sullivan County Public Health Services. It's well known and it's well respected. I see no reason why the Certified Home Health Agency should be transferred to the management of a for-profit business. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm sure you all want to go home by now.
What is your name, ma'am?
Sharon Nudo.
Spell your last name.
P like in Peter, E, D like in David, U, T like in Tom, O.
Okay, thanks.
I have Jen's letter, Jen Metzer's letter. I think it was awesome. I think you all are awesome, actually. Especially you. Bottom line, I'm not originally from Rockland County, but I lived there for 25 years. They are a mess right now. My sister works for Adult Protective Services and has for over 25 years. They should be as lucky as Sullivan County with SCAC, with CHOP, with you, Nadia, with most of you. The problem is that you're dismantling, you're all confused, we're all confused, but you're all confused. Nobody here knows all the answers. You're trying to make money, you're trying to sell it, you're trying to lease it so you don't have to be paid for it. Meanwhile, there's other options. We talked about that before. First, the last meeting I was at was leasing it. Then all of a sudden, I read in the newspaper, somebody said we're selling it. Then that was a mistake. Then there's situations going on in Roscoe, or we're not sure about paperwork. Okay, it's clear you're not sure about anything, Clay. You're at the beginning. Don't destroy something that is so beautiful. You're so lucky. The people here who live here, the elderly, the people who don't have anybody anymore. The nursing, I've seen the nursing in home care. We've had to utilize the county home nurses. Why would you want to hurt them? Why would you want to ruin something that's good? You're going to stand out. Why wouldn't Sullivan County want to shine for more than just the mountains and the Delaware River? You got this. Why don't you get together, bipartisan, and figure out a plan that makes sense to everyone and stop demoralizing, literally demoralizing, your heroes. These are people who are working their tails off for years and years and years, and they're sick. That's it. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Any other public comment?
Thank you. We just realizing jump over one of the topics that we have to discuss in that. So on the item four, ability to have applicants tour and the virtual tour of the process. Currently, with COVID cases in certain red zones, sure exactly the care center right now. I know we're facing a little too active cases. So visitation is disrupted once again. But in the case when we get there, for those applicants that we're seriously considering, we're gonna have to invite and arrange virtual tour, which I believe Lauren Green was possibly starting some virtual filming.
I believe our communications department.
Again, that will be very dependent on the status of the facility at the time that the tourists would need to take place. Was there anything done on the filming? I know we have schematics, but.
Mr. Chairman, I confirmed yesterday that film has been shot under the auspices of Mr. Hoost, although it's not Mr. Hoost that actually shot it, as currently there is no admission to that facility. Far too dangerous to try to bring in what could be significant numbers of people from each potential party. And there are no visitors there, as far as I know, right now. certainly not without a test. So, but a video of the entire facility has been shot very carefully so that no resident is identifiable on it, and Mr. Hoost is going through to confirm that. So the detail, they used Unit 1, which is unoccupied. And then film some of the common areas.
Thank you again, and at this point, we have premature for the popular room today, but the virtual may have to satisfy, but things may change over time.
They may change, but I don't think they're going to change all that soon.
Not that quick.
I think they're going to have to accept the virtual tour. We've advised those that have inquired that they can certainly go and see the outside, see the bones of the building. Some have inquired about some of the mechanicals of the building. We can get them that information. That's not an issue. They can walk around the grounds. They can see the grounds, see where it's located. But for the inside, they're going to have to. Somebody asked about the beds, whether they were electric or crank. We're able to give them those answers. But they can't. They're not going to be able to go in, and I don't anticipate that they're going to be able to go in during this process on this timeline.
Okay. All right. Unless I'm wrong.
But Lowell, I have a question. If they're only managing coming in.
Sorry.
If they're only. They're only coming in to manage. What's the interest in the blood and guts of the building? Right? So, I mean, if I was coming in to purchase it, I really want to, you know the nitty gritty of this building. But if they're only coming in to manage.
I think it depends if you're going to rent an apartment.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, I'm very sorry. If you're going to rent an apartment, I think you'd want to look at the apartment beforehand. And maybe if you're going to manage and take on the financial responsibility for it, you'd want to see the general condition of the building. Again, these aren't a walk-in trailer. These are multi-billion dollar buildings. They're expensive to maintain. As a matter of point, your water system being changed there now, if I was coming in to manage and being responsible for the operations, I'd like to know about that and see that. Personally, when my previously, when I purchased nursing homes, I did a very detailed walkthrough to every washing machine, every boiler, as you mentioned, in every bed. Are they motorized? Are they not motorized? Are they in code or not code? So anybody who's going to manage and have the liability and responsibility for operating the facility, whatever type of contract will be, would have a serious interest in what the physical plan looks like.
So they're actually going to be operating the building, not our DPW. They're going to have the whole kit and caboodle.
But that is not up to this committee to decide. This is up to whoever we vet as potential applicants to turn over to the legislature, and then the advice again and contract to be developed by our council for recommendation of what type of offer they're making and what type of arrangement they will have. There will be a contractual relationship that may include that, may not include that, DPW or not DPW. DPW, of course, costs this county money also servicing that facility. So,
I think that's something that's discussed during the negotiation process of a contract.
Okay. I believe at this point, we're up to reviewing the questions and stated in the executive session.
Do we want to set the date for the next meeting before, since we're not going to conduct any
business? Can we just back up a little bit, please?
Sure.
With executive session, is there anything in here that is that confidential that we can't discuss it in public? I don't see anything in the responses that is that confidential. We're not talking about money. We're not talking about contract. We're not talking about salary. None of that flies in.
We're answering questions, though, to an RFP that's going to be posted to everybody at the same time, so it's a fair playing field for anyone who is sending in an RFP response and anyone from the public that wants to know the answers
to the questions. So there's
only
two right now. That's all I have, right? Just one or two?
There's, I think, three emails that were forwarded to everybody.
Okay. Well, one email was from Monica.
Correct.
correct?
Yes.
That was a response, okay.
But those answers to the questions are going to go out in the addendum on November 6th. For anyone who wants to know, on November 6th, the addendum will go out to everyone who has expressed interest or anyone with questions that the RFP went out to, and it will also be posted on the county website, so everyone has the addendum at the same time. That's how an RFP process works.
So when is our next meeting?
That's what we were just at. So the addendum is due on November 6th, which is next Friday. That would be 2 weeks, Mike. We could probably get Harris Beach by then, correct?
Yeah, we can get Harris Beach even next week one day. I might suggest that we schedule a meeting for next week, go immediately, entertain a motion immediately for executive session for purposes of consulting with counsel on the issue of contract formation. That would implicate many of the questions that are being asked by the potential applicants. It's really the first stage of a contract negotiation is many of the questions that they're asking. So it might be very helpful to have a session of consultation with Mr. Griffin prior even to the addendum going out. That's what I would certainly recommend.
How long would anything except election day? If anybody wants to do for election day? No. Anybody have any preferential dates for next week, whether it's next Thursday or morning?
Thursday's a pretty full day here, so I would suggest, there's no force behind this suggestion, either Monday or Wednesday. Tuesday, the building's not available other than the Board of Elections.
Probably Wednesday. Monday's like...
The only thing I would ask is if we do it Wednesday to do it early enough to...
What time, Michelle?
Like 4.
4 is fine.
Is 4 on Wednesday?
No.
Lowell, is that okay with you?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right, so November 4th at 4 o'clock.
I can't believe it's November.
So we're going into executive session to discuss preliminaries of contract negotiation and representation by counsel. Correct?
All right, I'll make a motion, and Bill, you second that? Okay. All right, we're in executive.